7:13, counting down to the 4th of July weekend. It's going to be hot and humid, as it always is here. And we're going to spend an hour talking about facial recognition and privacy concerns. And I wonder how you feel. The Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and text line's open at 504-260-1870. Are you concerned with, don't text and drive, by the way, but are you concerned with being surveilled by cameras? It seems like just about everything everywhere is on one type of camera or the other. Brian Lagarde joins us, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA, to begin with. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Will, and yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Tell me about Project NOLA for people that don't know what that is.
Absolutely. We're a nonprofit organization. We operate the National Real-Time Crime Center located at the University of New Orleans. We have over 10,000 cameras across the country that we watch here in New Orleans. We've been at it for over 15 years, monitoring cameras, helping the NOPD solve crimes. For 15 years now, we have just over 5,000 cameras in the city of New Orleans. Of those 5,000 cameras, approximately 200 of which are facial recognition capable.
So let's distinguish between cameras that are facial recognition capable and aren't. That goes to, first of all, cameras are on stoplights, they're on people's porches. Where are the cameras?
Our cameras are on people's homes, businesses, churches, and schools. So Project NOLA, we're a community-based crime camera program. So this is not the city program. Our cameras are all on private property. People call us to host or sponsor a camera. And then the cameras, of course, go up on their homes, businesses, churches, and schools, and then back to our office at UNO. From there, we then simulcast over to LSP Troop NOLA, NOPD, JPSO, all the surrounding areas.
So what exactly are you looking at? What is already you simulcasting to JPSO, NOPD, et cetera?
Well, for example, the cameras that are in Jefferson Parish, they stream to JPSO. The cameras in Orleans Parish go to Orleans Parish. And keep in mind, we're national. So, cameras that are in different areas, Baton Rouge cameras go to the Baton Rouge Police Department, East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. Now they're able to see live and playback video. They are incapable. We do not have the NOPD, for example, even before the pause, didn't have access to our facial recognition technology, the ability to actually run searches, edit databases, add names, things of that sort.
So when it comes to who's watching this, tell me about that. Who is it that gets to look at these things either at UNO or at JPSO or NOPD? There are officers assigned to watch these things and monitor them in real time.
So at Project NOLA, we have our own staff. We're able to monitor for the more sensitive investigations. We are what's called CJIS certified, which is basically a Department of Justice level certification. And then we're streaming to our cameras in New Orleans or also streaming to the NOPD. Who has access within the NOPD normally is detectives. We do not stream to the city's real-time crime center. But in cases like JP, St. Bernard, Plaquemines, Baton Rouge, and beyond, we stream to all the different real-time crime centers as well.
See, I think that a lot of people are confused about that. About they hear about your organization, Project NOLA, about live cameras, then they hear about real-time crime center in Orleans Parish. I'm a little bit confused about that myself. So you send a feed to the real-time crime center in Orleans Parish, or you don't?
Positively not. Not in Orleans Parish. Elsewhere, yes, but not here. So our cameras in New Orleans, they stream to the different district stations. They can stream to the mobile devices of detectives, NOPD SWAT team, violent offenders warrant squad, things like that. But we do not. New Orleans might be the only exception where we don't actually stream to the city real-time crime center.
And why is that?
They've never expressed an interest before in the past.
So it seems as though this data is available, right, where what is the real-time crime center? Are you familiar with that in New Orleans? What do they do? And how many cameras
Absolutely.
Do they have access to?
So there's actually two real-time crime centers in the city of New Orleans. There's the one on Rampart Street, which is run by the Mayor's Office of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness, and then there's Project NOLA's. So I don't know how many cameras they have access to, or more importantly, how many of those cameras actually work. but they may possibly have access to so many hundreds, where Project NOLA has access to thousands.
So when it comes to the cameras that you operate, do you store footage from these things, and how far back can you go?
Our video retention policy is approximately 30 days. So that was something we originally started with many years ago. When we first started, we asked people, what do you want, what do you don't want? People, citizens didn't want us to retain video footage for months and months and years and years. So we only keep video as long as we need it, and then it automatically overwrites itself.
What are some of the complaints that you hear from people about Project NOLA?
Really not many. Concerns recently with facial recognition, we've been asked a lot of questions based off of pretty well outdated information concerning the reliability of facial recognition, its tendency to be biased towards darkened complexion, complected individuals. All those studies are based off of it. Those are old studies where the norm involved lower quality cameras. So, some of the things that have made it reliable now is higher definition cameras. So, for example, we're shooting in 4K all the way up to 8K at 60 frames per second. We're using special chipsets in our cameras that basically turn night into day and allow us to see contrast very well. We're able to see faces hundreds of feet away, regardless of skin complexion and lighting conditions, clearly enough to do facial recognition at an accuracy of 99%. Over the course of the past few years.
I want to drill down on outdated info when it comes to facial recognition when we come back and how that works. We're talking to Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. We're spending an hour talking about crime cameras, facial recognition, freedom in this country as we talk about the 4th of July. Then next half hour, we'll talk to Bob Merle, a coalition member of Eye on Surveillance that has some concerns. If you have any questions or comments, the Oakland Jeweler Talk and Text line is wide open at 504-260-1870. You can text your questions in. Please don't text and drive, and I'll pass them along when we come back. 720 time now, traffic, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Brian Lagarde, criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA, talking about crime cameras and facial recognition. Brian, you talked about technological changes when it comes to facial recognition. I think that's what has a lot of people concerned with mistaken identity, especially people of darker complexions. Explain about the advances in technology, if you would, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, the better that a camera can see a person's face, then the better that the facial recognition algorithms actually work. So we're actually looking at somewhere closer to around 400 points on a person's face, and then measuring the distances. Now, of course, I'm not doing this personally. This is the software algorithms that are doing this. So the better shots that we have of people's faces, then the more accurately the algorithm can work. Since we introduced facial recognition citywide back in 2022, we've been averaging 99% accuracy.
So when it comes to, I guess, the concerns about real-time monitoring and facial recognition, tell me how that works with NOPD if they're conducting an investigation, or let me take a step back to what your people are doing at the real-time monitoring center. Do you look for things that are about to happen and then call the police? I'm trying to understand what real-time monitoring looks like.
Oh, absolutely. So we're looking for suspicious activity, crimes in progress. Our specialty is actually gang and crime and drug abatement. So a lot of our work is centralized on gang activity. So in addition to just normally looking for crimes in progress and suspicious activity, we're very, very actively monitoring individuals involved in violent gangs. And we're looking to see if they're selling drugs, if they're illegally carrying firearms as a convicted felon, are they driving around in stolen vehicles, things of that sort. So keep in mind, how do our cameras get into different neighborhoods? People call us. They say we're having a problem with drugs and gang life outside. We can't let our kids go run and play outside because we're concerned for their safety. So we receive these type of phone calls every day. Mm-hmm. And then the cameras go up and into the different neighborhoods on people's homes, businesses, churches, and schools. And then we begin, helping in that community. So in the end, what we're doing is we're providing information to different authorities, whether it be the NOPD, DEA, FBI, what they need for probable cause for arrest and search warrants.
So is this before the fact to prevent crime or after the fact to help solve it? A little bit of A, a little bit of B?
It's all of it. It's all of the above. So when we're not actively solving crimes, helping to solve crimes, we're actively looking for trouble. We're actively looking for suspicious activity and crimes in progress.
Looking for trouble. I like that. We're looking for trouble. That's our slogan. So if somebody wants a camera, Brian, or wants to get one set up or join the network, how do they do it?
It's easy. You can simply go to our website, projectnola.org, and find out more about us. You're also very extremely welcome to call us, whether you want to, if you want to sign up, or if you just have questions about what we do. You just call 504-736-9187.
9187. 504-736-9187, or go to projectnola.org. Thank you, Brian Legarde. Have a nice 4th of July. Criminologist, executive director of Project NOLA. When we come back, we're talking to Bob Murrell, coalition member of Eye on Surveillance. He sees things differently. We'll talk to him about his issues with surveillance and real-time crime cameras and video facial recognition and more. You got any questions or comments? Oakland Art Jeweler talk and text lines open, 504-260-1870. Don't text and drive. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.